Well, hello, people. Buck here. Buck's Podcast. I have another UFO UAP story. This one is from 1947. So, you know, click, subscribe, follow. You know how that stuff works. It says, a 1947 ghost rocket retrieval attempt code name Operation Arctic Seals. Operation Arctic Seal among all of the 2,000 reports of ghost rockets from 1946, there were some that crashed into lakes, both in Norway and Sweden, and this very phenomenon continues up to our time. Several witnesses see an object that makes speed, height, and course changes before it either crashes or lands in a body of water, usually a lake. We are currently aware of at least 16 such reports that extended from 46 to 2012, Finland, Norway, and Sweden. One of these were seen by Mayor Bernard Soli, in August of 1947, together with his farmhand at Dijon Lake near Halsiyan, Norway. An egg-shaped object with a jet engine-like noise descending from the sky, flying towards the lake, it made an abrupt 180-degree turn and landed with a splash on the surface. Presumably, the object sunk. Civilian UFO investigators tried to search the lake in 1969 and again in 1973 without finding anything. Last year, June 2023, a team headed by Rune Rostad decided to try again with modern technology using side-scan sonar. They were able to locate an unknown object and got a 3D picture from a sonar data. This February 20th, the team is back. The plan is to see through the 65-centimeter thick ice and send down divers with metal detectors, mud removers, etc., to find and retrieve and identify the object. Operation Arctic Seals. What were the mysterious gold rockets, ghost rockets that were plagued Scandinavia for several years after World War II ended? Were they Soviet secret weapons, visitors from another planet or another time? How many may still lurk at the bottom of these icy Arctic lakes? Perhaps we will find out soon. Oh, that's a good story. So thanks for listening. And if you're a hockey player, remember, keep that stick on the ice. And I'll have some more UFO stories for you. Thank you.